Over the magic island of Euclidea, that weird, soft darkness of the South Seas is beginning to steal. It's after 7 o'clock in the evening, and the Gregory boat is to attempt its escape promptly at 8 o'clock. Jerry and Joan have gone down into the lower levels of the island to aid the escape by putting some of the Euclidean machinery out of order. In the radio cabin of the Gregory yacht, lashed to the boat which was to have rescued them all, Captain Bradford and Mrs. Gregory are making last-minute preparations for the dash to freedom. They are waiting for word from Jerry and Joan, in the hope that it may be possible to get a radio message off to Johnson.
I know all that, Tex, but why don't we hear from them?
Now, take it easy, Pat. Those kids left here at 6:30. It's only about 7:20 now. They've been gone less than an hour. Joan said it would take them over an hour to cover all the places they had to go on the island, even if they had good luck.
That's it. If they had good luck. Don't you realize all the terrible things that might have happened to them in the last 45 minutes?
Of course I realize what might have happened, dear, but...
They're down there inside that awful island somewhere, trying to upset the workings of a mechanically perfect fortress. Just two children against the most powerful scientific combination the world has ever known. Why, G-47 alone is dangerous enough without...
G-47 is sound asleep in his chemical laboratory, Pat. He can't do anything to harm those kids.
But he has assistants and guards all over the place, to say nothing of all the mechanical and electrical devices which automatically protect the inner workings of the island.
Yes, and don't forget that Joan has lived 14 years on this island. She has had the freedom of it as a child. She probably knows every nook and cranny of it, as well as the Euclideans themselves.
Tex, the alarm gong. It struck once, then five times. What does that mean?
I'm not sure, Pat. But I think the five strokes mean the fifth level of the island. That's where the chemical laboratory is.
Then it might mean that Jerry and Joan have been caught on that level. Perhaps some of the chemists woke up before you expected it, and they've caught Jerry and Joan.
No, you're just making that up, Pat. We didn't expect them back until just before 8. Joan said it might be necessary for them to remain hidden on the island and only rush to join us here on the boat at the last minute. So we'll have to go ahead and make sure our arrangements are complete to shove off at 8 and just hope the kids make it as we're ready to leave.
Sorry, Tex. I let myself go, I guess.
Come in. Oh, Mac, come in and close the door.
I've just come to tell you that all's been done that can be done about getting the other boat ready.
That's fine, Mac. Thanks a lot.
Everything out of the hold? All the supplies?
Aye. They're all transferred to the diesel cruiser. And it was no small job getting them through that hole down on the waterline.
How about that hole, Tex? When will we cover it?
We'll have to sail with it open. We'll leave this boat through the holes and cast off immediately.
That hole is very close to the waterline, Captain. We'll ship a lot of water going out through that swell.
Can't be helped. We'd be caught sure if we tried to cover it here between the piers. I've got a good temporary hatch we can slam in there. By hanging some mats over the hatch, we can be fairly safe.
Remember that we can't use the pumps, Tex. We'll need all the fuel to run the motors.
Yes, and then some. How far have we got a chance to get on that fuel, Mac?
If we slip out of here under sail and keep the sail up after we start the motor, we ought to make 75 miles. There'll be a brisk wind to help us a bit later, I think.
But if we're moving slowly enough for the sail to help us any, we can't make over 15 or 20 knots.
Well, we'll see what the situation is when we sail. Jerry and Joan may give us enough leeway so that we can take our time.
Then again, supposing we are caught, we'll have to drag them aboard openly and run for it.
Well, in that case, we'll open the motors wide and let her roar as far as the oil lasts. And hope we can get a message to Johnson before he gets too far north to run back to our aid.
Well, what does that thing mean?
We're not sure, but it's probably something about the chemical laboratory on the fifth level of the island, where the captain's formula put all those scientists to sleep.
Oh, now did you know it would do that, Captain?
Yes, and it should keep them asleep long enough to give us a chance to be many miles from this island when they wake up.
But it will also make them very angry when they do wake up.
That can't be helped, Mac. They haven't any love for us as it is. They've only allowed us the freedom we've had in the hopes they'd get another formula of Texas. And if we don't escape, they'll finally find a way to get it.
Well, I'll shove off to the other boat. Let me know as soon as you have news of the young people on the island, if you please.
We'll keep you posted, Johnson.
I wonder if we've really fooled anyone on the island, Tex.
You mean about Johnson being on another boat and our calling McLeod Johnson?
Yes.
I think so, Pat. Why should they think otherwise?
Jerry said that woman submarine commander knew Johnson wasn't aboard that boat when it arrived. And if she knew it, why not others on the island?
You know, I think Jerry was right about her. She's fed up with this island and these cold-blooded inhuman machines who call themselves Euclideans. She wants to see our world and learn something of the natural, happy way we live.
That's all true enough. And I think we can trust her. The fact that she deliberately walked into that laboratory and let the gas put her to sleep so it'd help Jerry and Joan get away safely, all that proves her sincerity. But what I meant was, why couldn't someone else on the island have detected Johnson's absence in the same manner as herself?
Well, of course, there's a chance of all that, Pat, but well, we've got to hope for the best.
That was different, Tex. The gong struck 6 times then.
Yeah. I wonder what's happening on the 6th level. That was what it meant.
I'm afraid it has something to do with Jerry and Joan.
Oh, now you're letting your imagination run away with you, Pat. You don't know any more about what's happening on that island than I do. And that's not much.
That was 7, Tex. 7 strokes on that gong. That'd mean the 7th level. I know it's something about Jerry and Joan. They're being followed, Tex. I can feel it.
Steady, Pat. You don't know anything of the kind.
Did you hear it, Tex? 8. The 8th level. They are following them down into the depths of the island.
Stop it, Pat. Stop it. You're hysterical. You're just imagining things.
I can see them now, Tex. Just as if I were with them. Those terrible bells following them from floor to floor as they try to escape. That was 9, Jerry. The alarm has come to the 9th floor, just 1 above us. We must do this quickly.
Right, Joan. You throw these switches, I'll open the valves. Then we run out fast. Come on, kid. Gee, that room's filling up with water awfully fast. Were those men drowned in there?
No, Jerry. They can use airlocks and escape.
Okay. Let's move fast. Where now?
That was 10, Jerry. For this floor. In a moment, the floor will be full of guards looking for us.
How can we get out of here?
Come, Jerry. We must run. I will tell you as we go. We must go back to the noisy elevator shaft.
But somebody might be coming down that way.
They will be coming down always. But I have one desperate hope.
Yeah? What's that?
Remember, I told you that there were doors in both sides of that elevator shaft.
Yeah?
Oh, Jerry. We are here. I am breathing heavily.
Well, never mind. Breathing. What do we do?
First, we must open the door into the shaft, cross the shaft, and go out the other side. I know how to get from there to the top of the island.
Come on, then. Here goes. Now, we just run straight across the bottom of this shaft and out the other side, huh?
Yes, Jerry.
Hey, the elevator's coming down on us. We can't make it.
We've got to make it. Run across, Jerry.
Boy.
Are you all right, Jerry?
If I could get my heart out of my mouth so I could talk, I'd tell you.
We barely made it, Jerry. That elevator car touched my dress as I came through the door.
Can they get out of this door after us?
No, I have locked it on this side.
Well, that gives us time to breathe anyway. Now, where do we go from here?
We have no choice now, Jerry. We have shut off all the power on the island, except what is in the batteries in the radio chamber and 1 private elevator. The Euclideans can do very little to follow our boat when we escape.
When we escape? You mean if we escape.
But we will escape. But now come, Jerry. There's a long spiral ramp from here to the surface of the island. It is very steep, and it will be a long, hard, dangerous climb. But we must attempt it.
You mean that steel, slippery thing over there? That looks like a chute to slide things down?
Yes, that is exactly what it is. The Euclideans built it so that supplies and materials taken from boats which had to be destroyed quickly could be shot down here to safety as the island was submerged.
And we've got to climb up that corkscrew tunnel, 100 feet straight up a thing that was made to shoot baggage down in a hurry?
Yes, Jerry. We will take off our shoes. I think the channel is narrow enough so that we may press our hands and feet against the sides and work our way up.
Okay, kid. I can stand it if you can. Gee, but you're the bravest girl I ever saw.
I'm happy to have you say that, Jerry. Hurry with the shoes.
Are there any doors in that thing? I mean, can anybody look into it from any of these levels and catch us as we go past?
There is only one other opening. That is on the fifth level. There is also a little platform there on which we may rest.
Well, that helps a little. 50 feet, then we rest. Then some guy sticks his head out a door and catches us resting.
We can only hope that no one suspects we are doing this.
I'm kind of worried about all those fellows we let the water in on, down in that power room.
They will all escape, Jerry. Each man has an airlock. They simply step into them and shoot to the surface of the island as if in a torpedo tube.
Well, let's start climbing this thing. Joan, listen. Isn't that the signal to submerge?
Yes, Jerry. The island will be submerged.
Then what happens to us and your mother and Captain Bradford out there in that boat?
I do not know, Jerry. All we can do is hope and climb.